This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial of the officer who shot and killed Christian Glass began with opening statements today. Prosecutors say Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buwin's actions were, quote, aggressive, excessive, and criminal. 22-year-old Glass had called police for help after getting his car stuck on a rural road near Silver Plume. Deputy Buwin faces a second-degree murder charge. The trial continues next week. More than 100 dinosaur footprints in western Colorado are now on public land. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the family that owned the land has sold it to the National Forest Service.
The 134 fossilized dinosaur footprints make up the largest continuous dinosaur trackway in the world. The West Gold Hill Dinosaur Track Site in Ouray County was on land owned by the Charles family. But this week, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests acquired the land using federal funding. The U.S. Forest Service says that will preserve the tracks and public access to them for generations to come. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
RTD's A-Line, which runs through Denver to the airport, will be down for maintenance on Saturday. Travelers should prepare for shuttle buses between Central Park and DIA. The maintenance will start at 2:30 a.m. on the I-70 bridge near Peña Boulevard. RTD travelers should plan extra time for shuttle transfers until trains are back up and running at 6:30 p.m. In Denver this weekend, highs will be in the upper 70s and low 80s, possibly, with plenty of sunshine. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 7:06.